Dan Egan, of course, still has a home in New Hampshire and knows the downhill and the winter stuff better than just about anyone. And Dan, it seems the conditions are kind of tough over there. I know they're supposed to be fast and icy, unlike our roadways and driveways right now, or like them, but it seems like we had an injury in the GS with one of our skiers last night, or at least our time. Tell us about what unfolded this weekend that caught your eye.
Well, a lot going on there at the games, and for sure, you know, the fact that these venues, it's sort of a one-off, right? They probably, the likelihood that these venues will be used in the future is highly unlikely. So, you know, the men's downhill course, nobody has run it before. Most of the skiers had two training runs, a few had a third, and you can just see it. When skiers are missing gates, they just don't know their lines. And of course, in the GS with Michaela Schifrin falling, it sort of highlights two things. One, the pressure that's on her, and two, just how icy it is. One slight move to the inside and she fell over. If you look at some of the photos that are coming out, you can see just how little snow is coming off of the edge of the ski. Those conditions are really firm and hard.
What else in terms of what should we be looking for in terms of like Michaela Schifrin and some of the other skiers that maybe we'll hit some gold here?
Yeah, well, you know, Schifrin, you know, the pressure for her is, you know, people are chanting five medals with the fall in the GS. Of course, that's now slips away. The next event for her is the slalom. And that's her best event. So I imagine we will see her really pull through on that. We should mention in the giant slalom, Paula Malotz, from Massachusetts, with a 12th. That was a good finish for a local girl there, in the top 15. So good job to Paula. And of course, for me, it was really exciting that the women's, moguls, a silver by Jalen Koff. Jalen, you know, a veteran now of her second Olympics. This is the first women's medal in the game since New Hampshire's own Hannah Carney won the bronze in Sochi. So it's pretty exciting. And her parents are both world pro mogul champions. I competed against her father, Scott Koff. He was a five-time world pro mogul champion. To see their daughter stand on the podium was really exciting, really cool. So, you know, that's big news for the women moguls team. And then we had another silver medal in the slopestyle. So Julia Morano from Westport, Connecticut, getting the silver. Jamie Anderson was everybody had kind of banked their hopes on her for a repeat of a gold medal. She was out of the running in ninth place, but the night belonged to Julia there in slopestyle. That course, was amazing. Big jumps. Huge rails to slide on, and really just to survive that course and stand up was amazing.
Dan Egan, you had said on Friday, or going out of the week, going into the Olympic Games, that, you know, with COVID and some of the world tensions and divisiveness, this could be a unifying Games. This could be a unifying event for this country and the world. Are we too early into it for you to get a sense on if the Games are panning out? I haven't really checked, like, weekend viewership. I know the NFL, we really were dormant except for what they call the Pro Bowl. Super Bowl's next weekend, but it's been kind of a lull weekend. Is it shaping up about as you expected, a little better or maybe a little slower?
Well, it's hard not to watch and just see the empty seats. So without the fans, you know, it looks flat to me. You know, of course, I'm knee deep in the ski world, so everybody around me is watching all the different sports, and I think a lot of people are viewing. And of course, when it comes to viewing the Games, there's more options than ever to watch and rewatch. And if you don't watch the sort of the primetime show, you can still catch all of the runs on NBC Peacock. So it's pretty exciting that way. But overall, you know, you look around and you can see that, you know, to some extent, it's a made-for-TV event. And I think even with the figure skating, which I know a lot of people really like, the cheering that is happening looks sort of, you know, sort of coerced. So it's missing that sort of passion, that raw experience for me. It's fallen a little bit flat.
Dan Egan, well said. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we'll get you back again. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire. Dan, we appreciate the expert Winter Games coverage. Thank you, Dan.
Have a great day.